Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
With only around 3,500 absentee ballots yet to be counted, Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce has confidently declared victory in Tuesday's yet-to-be-certified municipal election. He received 5,777 votes, compared to his leading challenger, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, who received 3,531 votes at the ballot box on Tuesday. At around 59% of Tuesday's votes going towards Mayor Pierce, it would take a major statistical shift in the absentee ballot count to shift away from a Pierce victory. Shortly after all precincts reported their results, absentee ballots notwithstanding, Mayor Pierce took to social media to explain what to expect in his next term as mayor.
Just held a, six, 7 months worth of campaigning here on the peninsula, running for borough mayor, and I wanted to reach out to all of my constituents and my supporters tonight and say thank you very, very much. I appreciate the support, the confidence in me again to run and serve you again for 3 years as borough mayor. And tonight I will tell you that I've said it a number of times, and I believe this, that we're all essential. We have some challenges, and I'm gonna work through those challenges with you, with your help, with your support. We can do some great things here on the peninsula. We can continue to thrive and leave this place a better place than perhaps how we find it.
He added a personal address to the voters who took the time to bother getting out to vote.
So I just wanted to reach out with you tonight, just quickly mention how proud I am of this peninsula and the voters that went out tonight and expressed their views. You exercised your right tonight and you picked your mayor for the next 3 years. And I'm honored to serve as that person, and I appreciate your support.
Throughout the Kenai Peninsula, out of 51,761 registered voters, only 11,900 ballots have been reported to have been cast. That marks a 22.99 rate of participation. Absentee ballots are expected to be counted with results of the election officially certified by October 13th. KSRM will continue to keep the Kenai abreast of the latest absentee numbers once counted and certified. Election fraud has been a hot topic for years, most notably on the federal level, after talk of foreign involvement in domestic elections. The FBI's Anchorage field office released public guidance on election crimes and security on Tuesday, ahead of the November 3rd general election. Chris Gonzalez, special agent with the FBI Anchorage field office.
Well, I think our special agent in charge, Robert Britt, said it best when he was saying that the FBI has primary jurisdiction over election fraud and voter fraud. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that every American citizen has the right to vote in a fair and honest election. And so we echo that across the nation and here in Anchorage. And while the states have the primary responsibility for conducting the free and fair elections, the FBI here and throughout the nation stand ready to investigate any federal election crimes.
He said that the FBI's role in the process should bolster confidence in the election process.
It should always be a concern, each and every election, because we want to make sure that the people's voice is heard and heard accurately. Because Americans have a right to expect fair, open, and honest elections. It's really the cornerstone of our democracy. And when we have a confident public, they're more likely to vote.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.